The U.S. Postal Savings System came into its own during the banking crisis of the early 1930s, when it became the national alternative to a private banking system that people clearly could not trust. When demands increased to expand its services to include affordable loans, alarmed bankers called it the postal savings menace. I'm Max Dunham. Who are you? I looked at the boy as I spoke, but it was the girl who answered. I'm Della Street, and this is Paul Drake. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Dunham. Playing games with the detective? I've seen Perry Mason, miss. Della Street and Paul Drake are characters created by Earl Stanley Gardner. Her face pinched a little. We're aware the aliases are transparent, but we prefer to operate anonymously until we decide whether you can be trusted. This book is a treasure. It will bring you to your knees in prayer and repentance, and it will fill you with hope for the future. My own heart was stirred as I read. From behind me, I heard Mrs. Hemsath holler, "You little Walsh devil, let my poor dog alone," which changed the game. Now it was an engine ambush. I dropped the rope, tore past the chicken pen, through the garden, and hid in the trees along the creek. Mrs. Hemsath didn't even chase me. She wasn't a real engine, and she was almost as old as Dolly. You've got a steady paycheck from your 9-to-5 job, and that's cool. But deep down inside, you know you've always wanted more. More money, more freedom, more flexibility. And so you finally decide that it's time to take action. While in the shower, I heard something and looked up to notice the electric door to the shower being pried open. This guy slid in and locked it behind him. I became tense and uncomfortable. I looked at him as he approached me with his hand tucked under a towel. My heart started racing. I knew something bad was about to go down. As he got closer, his hand came out from under the towel. I saw the shiny, sharp object. He said, "Turn around and be quiet." I stood there terrified, staring at him without moving, while he kept saying, "Turn around."